Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. So today's podcast is add fighting fitness to your life. Fighting fitness. Specific type of fitness, not just general fitness, but fitness that can actually be used in a self-defense scenario. So something that's not just moves for the sake of moves. Something that that you're using moves to get fit, but those moves can also be used for fighting to defend yourself, or whether you wanted to get into the sport of kickboxing or MMA or any kind of combat sport, you could use it. Right, how do you do it, and how do you set up a program when you have zero equipment and you don't have enough money to pay for a martial arts club, or you don't have enough money to pay for a gym membership? Well, there's actually a lot you can do, even if you're using your training, your fighting fitness training, to supplement the training that you're already doing. There's a lot that you can actually do from home yourself. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about designing a training program to develop fighting fitness that you can do from home. So you, obviously, if you have a punch bag, that would be super. But most people don't have a punch bag at home. All they have is a little bit of space and fresh air. So you don't really need any equipment for what we're going to talk about. All fighters, no matter what kind of fighting style you come from, taekwondo, boxing, kickboxing, MMA, even karate, all fighters will practice shadow boxing or shadow fighting, depending on what your discipline is. If I do say shadow boxing by mistake, I just mean like shadow fighting. Obviously, kicks and punches and elbows and knees can be utilized as well. But all fighters will work on shadow boxing, shadow fighting, because if you only ever train on a punch bag, the punch bag stops 50% of your punch. So when you hit the punch bag, you throw the punch, it hits the punch bag stops it, and then you return back to your guard. But what happens is, when you're fighting, not every shot lands, not every shot actually hits your opponent. So you need to be able to retract your own punches and return them back to your guard. I will always know somebody who only ever trains power on a punch bag, because what happens is, when they're sparring, they will overcommit. And when a punch doesn't land, as it frequently doesn't when you're sparring, they will extend too far and they're open, basically. So they're off balance, so they've no guard up, or they've overextended, they shot too far, and they're open to counter punches. So that's the really important reason why all fighters will do shadow boxing or shadow fighting. Even the floor and ceiling ball can be pretty handy for that as well. But shadow boxing we're talking about, without any equipment. A large part of this training program that we're talking about that you can do at home will be shadow boxing or shadow fighting. So what happens if you don't know what to do and you've never done any kind of shadow boxing before? Well, it's really simple. Use college YouTube. Have a look on YouTube. There's plenty of instructional videos to get you started. You can watch other people shadow boxing or watch some techniques of how to throw a punch. But you can keep it really simple. So one of the reasons, I've talked to a lot of people recently who fell out of kind of their training routine. And if I had to put my finger on the reason why they stopped training, and not with me now and not in my gym, but just in general, generally gym training in general, why they stopped, or why they stopped being active, or why they stopped doing their regular running activity, was because every training session they were trying to beat their personal best. Every training session was more grueling than the last one. They were expecting more and more results from each training session. They were trying to push the boundaries with each training sessions, until ultimately their subconscious and their conscious didn't want to get out and do it, because it knew that it was hardship and pain. So sometimes it's very important to just do a training session for fun. So if you were a runner, you can imagine You don't have to try to beat your personal best every single running session. Sometimes you can just go out for a nice 20-minute jog and take in the sights. How nice does that sound? And it breaks up the training routine. Professional fighters don't train at 100% every day. They might do an 80% and a 60%. They might do a 90% and a 70%. They might redline the lungs. They might rev the engines and aim for 100% training session. The next time, the next day, it's going to be a 60% or 50%. It's very important to stagger your training so that you're not completely getting burnt out. And so that when you tell yourself you need to go training, it doesn't seem like such a daunting task, because you're not actually trying to push it and push it and push it every, because you get to the stage where your personal best is so hard to beat that you know it's going to be hardship. So I wouldn't be fighting for that every single, and that goes for weight, goes to strength training, everything like that. So the training program we're talking about is a 20-minute training program. You've got 10 rounds. Round one, for example, could be just movement, could be on the balls of your feet, could be simulating skipping if you don't have a skipping rope. It could literally just be the dancing around that you would do if you were shadow boxing or shadow fighting. It could literally just be your footwork. A little bit of evasion as well, upper body maneuvers and stuff like that. So that could be your round one. Your second round should be a strength round. So you may as well hit press-ups early. 2 minutes of press-ups can be really, really hard. Did I not forget to say that? These are 2 minute rounds, 10 by 2 minute rounds. Fighters will always train to the rounds that they're going to be fighting at. So if you're not an MMA fighter, you're very lucky, because MMA rounds are 5 minute rounds. If you're not a professional boxer or a professional kickboxer, their rounds are 3 minute rounds. And you're lucky again. So most amateurs, their rounds are 2 minute rounds. So that's what we're going to go with. Could be less, could be more. It's totally up to you. And we're setting no breaks in between. If your level of fitness requires that you take breaks, then by all means, take your breaks. You can take 30 second break, 60 second break, but try to keep the breaks, try to keep them short, try to have zero breaks. So the fact that we're going from cardio into strength training means that you don't really need to take a big long break in between rounds. So say your round one was moving around, your round two was press-ups. So 2 minute press-ups is pretty difficult, so stagger out your press-ups. You don't have to try to bait through them like a machine gun. You can stagger them out. Do a press-up, take a breath. Do a press-up, take a breath. Do a press-up. You can do it like that. You can do some from your knees. You can do whatever you have to do to get through 2 minute press-ups. Next round could be a round of just boxing, say. So just shadow boxing. So again, if you're not sure how to do boxing, you can literally just practice your jab and cross. You can literally just practice individual punches. Have a look at YouTube. There's loads of videos on. We've over 1,000 videos on our martial arts channel, Martial Arts Incorporated, martialartsinc.com, and our YouTube channel. Have a look. We've over 1,000. Loads of them are instructional. So, you could see, and there's plenty of shadow boxing videos as well. So you could have a look at those. The next round, we may as well target your legs. So you can do squats. Obviously, you can do lunges. Again, we're trying to make a program with absolutely no weights. So you don't need to be doing weighted squats. You can just do your own body weight. You can do jumping alternate lunges are an absolute killer on the legs for everybody. And that's a cardio round as well as being strength for 2 minutes. So then you might just kick for 2 minute rounds. So you remember your first one was moving, your second one was press-ups, your third one was just boxing, and then you've hit a squat and lunges. So sorry, we're on the fifth round. The fifth round, just kicking. So again, if you're not sure what kicks to do, have a quick look beforehand, do a little bit of research, see what kicks are out there. It doesn't have to be even that complicated. It could be alternating front kicks. Try to stick in a roundhouse or a side kick. If you're more advanced, obviously your spinning kicks, and put in your footwork with that as well. So we'll hit another strength round, and we'll do some abdominal exercises. So this will be round six. Round six is abdominals. I leave it open to you as to what abdominals you do. I mean, you've got your lateral obliques on the side, you've got your lower abs, and you've got your upper abs. I mean, you could afford to put in another ab round if you wanted later on in the training routine, because this is around six, so you could do just upper abs, or you could just do focus on lower abs, and then the next one you could do upper abs if you so wished. So that's six. We're on to number seven. We're going to do a kickboxing round, so punches and kicks, and trying to actually put combinations together. So come up with your own combinations. Again, if you're still on the kind of working on the technique stage of your training or your own development, then absolutely stick with doing, you know, a jab and a front kick and a jab and a front kick, and just be repetitive. If you know what you're doing, then you can by all means do add your footwork to that as well and do more complicated combinations. So the next one we're going to do is we're going to put in, you could do another ab round, by the way, for round number eight. You could afford to put in another ab round if you wanted, if you were separating two ab rounds. If not, let's do another cardio round because we're trying to push it towards the end. So you could do a running on the spot, or you could do jump jacks. So that would be your eighth round. Running on the spot or jump jacks, anything that's going to get your heart rate up. It could even be mountain climbers if you wanted to do a bit of floor work, and that's hard cardio as well. So then the last round, what you're going to do, sorry, your second last round, round number nine, hopefully I haven't lost you yet, you're now adding everything together, all your fighting techniques together. So it's kickboxing with knees, with elbows. It could be MMA, it could be Thai boxing, anything, but you're using your punches, your kicks, your knees, your elbows, your footwork, and whatever other simulated martial arts moves that you might know. If you're a judo person, you can stick in a bit of judo. If you're karate, you can stick in more karate. That's totally up to you. That's your round nine. Now, you could push it to the max. I'll give you two choices. You could push it to the max for round 10 and do 2 minutes of burpees. It's your last round. You may as well go out with your pulse racing. So you could, 2 minutes of burpees would be very, very difficult. You could do your mountain climbers if you hadn't done them previously. Or if you're finding this all very, very difficult so far, your round 10 could simply be some stretching. Either way, you should stretch at the end. But if you're someone that needs a time on the stretching to make sure that you're actually doing your stretches, you could make that to be round 10. So I'm not going to list them again because I'm already confusing myself, never mind you, and I'm losing count. But you're going, when you're putting your own, put it together on a pen and paper yourself, do cardio strength, cardio strength, cardio strength. You could do, and then your last few rounds could be, you know, cardio, cardio, cardio. It's totally up to you. But separate out each of the elements. So during the routine that I gave you there, you had a time to work on technique of just moving around and keeping your guard up and using your footwork. You had time to just work on your boxing. You had another round you were just working on kicking. Another one you were working on kicking and punching combinations. And another one where you were working on kicking combinations, punching combinations, elbows, knees, and whatever else you wanted to kind of add in. And we targeted legs with squats and lunges. We targeted upper body strength with press-ups. You could have done 1 to 2 abdominal workouts, and we've stuck in some nasty mountain climbers, our jump jacks, our jogging on the spot, our burpees. So we've hit a lot. It's a 20-minute routine, so 10 two-minute rounds. Not every session has to be like 30 minutes, an hour and a half. You can go at a nice casual routine or casual pace if you're working on just technique, and you can go at a frantic pace if you're really trying to push anaerobic capacity. So it's totally up to you. If you're already doing training in the gym, or you're already doing martial arts training, this type of training yourself at homework is very, very beneficial. I guarantee your coach will know if you're practicing, if you're doing your own practice at home. I guarantee they'll see the difference in the way that you move, because ultimately you're trying to make everything a little bit more fluid. It doesn't matter if you've never done martial arts before. It's very worthwhile to everybody to have a little bit of fighting fitness. It's very worthwhile for everybody to be able to defend yourself. And it's a bit of fun too. It's not just meaningless moves. It does actually have applications. So it's a routine that you don't need a lot of money. All you need is your bit of space. You don't even need any equipment. You can get as advanced as you want to be. But just jot it out and do it in between your normal training, or if you just need a 20-minute workout. If you could do it in a hotel room, now that they think of it, you could do it while you're traveling. So 10 two-minute rounds. As I said, write it out. If you need any help with any of it, if you have any questions or I wasn't clear on certain things, sure, just send me an email or send me a message anytime, because I'd love to hear your input. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.